Welcome to General Hakan, Episode 3, Intel Ops, Sun Tzu, Art of War, Part 2. Ultimate stealth communications inside of fortified military complexes? That's what it was. Santa Rita is like a military compound with like tons and tons of pods. Like everything sealed in, completely fortified. Hardcore surveillance of every last form of communication between inmates. Who knows how many cameras there are? There may have even been like listening devices in the room. Like if you talk through one of those speakers, or if you talk to somebody, even at your door in a voice above a whisper, they can potentially click on the button and listen right through the intercom system. So General Hakan was talking to Gift at the door, and we were keeping it silent, like on the down low. Like, yo, yeah, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, right, yeah. For like hours at a time, and days on end, and months on end. Like, low voice whispers, like, psh, psh, psh. I never shook the guy's hand. I never shook Gift's hand. I know it's disappointing for American little bitches, little faggot-ass geeks. They want it to be like a homosexual romance story, like Barry Potter gets bicurious and flies around with a broomstick up his ass and like gets pumped, and you get to watch his like his little fucking skinny jeans face like get an orgasm. But this ain't a story like that. I apologize, Hollywood and white trash America. I know it's the type of thing you spend money on. But yeah, this is different. So, let's see. So yeah, we were talking and we couldn't even talk loud because they can pick it up on like the two-way intercoms, and there are like tinted window panoptical surveillance booths. But Gift said he knew some of the chicks, and I wasn't sure if it was true. And he had like a sister or some other family member that was in the legal profession, and people passing him like phones and little devices to use to like call out and send out information. At least that's what he was telling me. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if he had like pads smuggled into his room, but there were pads going around the jail. And so it might've been possible to like send out emails. So Sun Tzu, Art of War, this was like unreal intelligence. And let me put it this way. Like, I read Musashi, and he was saying, like, Musashi said, like, and I'll just say it honestly. He said, like, go to places where, like, the common brand of men, like, fear to go. And the reality is, like, I did not ever want to go to jail. Like, really, I don't. I do not want to spend, like, one fucking minute in a jail with these idiots. But, Musashi also says, like, you can abandon your body, but you cannot abandon your honor. So, you know, if somebody's, like, dissing you and, like, you have whole armies of faggots calling you crazy, like, sometimes you got to set it down with a motherfucker. Like, fuck you, you're going to get shot. Even if it gets you arrested, and then, like, try to work it out. Like, most people can't do it because that's white trash, homosexual America. It's a crime to be heterosexual. And someone can slander you as gay 50 trillion times and tell every last person on the planet. And there's no such thing as legalized mutual combat. If you want to do something about it, you have to pay one of these faggot little bar bunny geeks like $1 trillion who can't do shit in just a rigged, choreographed game system governed over by another faggot, a little candy-ass kangaroo who couldn't even fucking last 4 seconds in a real fight. I did not want to go to jail. I just wanted to make money, like internet marketing. Like my brother used to call me like an unemployed internet gangster and like mockery and stuff. And like, I was always a lone wolf and a night owl. I did not want to be an outlaw. It wasn't my first choice. I did every fucking thing I could to stay on this side of the law. Things like getting 100 testimonials. 100 testimonials from real life beta testers and customers that I put on my site. 100 testimonials. Bar Association uses complete fraud, manufactured testimonials from other major, studly, sexy, quote-unquote, lions of the bar, a.k.a. little pussycats, little kittens of the bar. Yeah, and New York Times goes all in, top five lawyer of the year. So, yeah, you can't do shit about it. Like, good luck. Good luck. Good luck fighting that army of clowns and the little kangaroos. So, yeah, I did every last thing I could. Every single detail not to engage in business practices that could or might incur legal liability. And I still ended up in jail for the crime of being a heterosexual who would not willingly bend over and take it up the ass. So, passing notes. So it was like a secret ops mission. It wasn't intended. It wasn't planned. I didn't want to go to jail, and I had no idea Gift was in there. That the person who I was destined to meet and, you know, forge a master slave. I'm just kidding. He's not my slave. He's my homeboy. We're business partners. This is not like a nigger, like white man thing. I know the SJWs will try to paint it that way, like, oh, he didn't give him enough food. This is like racist. This is racist. And just, they didn't have gay sex. Like, they didn't find a way to like hook up through the little slots in the cell. This story just sucks and it's racist and bigoted all around. So anyways, like Gift and I were talking and we were passing notes. We had to like strategically pass notes under each other's doors. Like tomes, tomes. Tomes of like intelligence works, like, I don't know, books, like stacks, the height of like refrigerators. I don't know. I'll leave it to your imagination, but it was a hell of a lot of intelligence work. Like, because they tried to murder me. And they were going to like send me to prison for 4 years. And like, we had to work like very, very seriously on like how to do it, how to figure out, like, should we report the lawyer? Like, here, I got her Bar Association number. Like, call Becky. Becky, my stepmom, used to be part of the Bar Association. So like, I was also having calls with Becky, my stepmom, who's married to my dad, who's a faggot. My dad's a faggot. I don't give a fuck about my dad. He's a loser. I'm just kidding. I don't love him. I don't hate him. I don't love anybody. I only love myself. I only care about business partners, customers, clients, maybe subscribers. And my dog who died. If I got a new dog, maybe I can love my dog. A female, I doubt it. I'd like to, but no. I don't love no hoes, and they know, so they don't be fucking with Jesse G. So, let's see here. So, yeah, we were passing notes, and, like, the level of seriousness in these situations, let me put it this way. If you make a misstep in in-custody communications, they will lock you in a cell with somebody infected with meth bugs intentionally to try and give you incurable STD. Like if those fools in blue see you're like trying to formulate some business plan or find some angle, forget about it. Gilbert, you just got moved to this cell. Gilbert, meet your new bunkie. Like a guy that looks like he's from like Bolinas, like a hippie town in Northern California, with like a missing eye and like meth bugs all over his body, scratching all night, making awful sounds. If you make a misstep in communications inside a fortified military complex, you know, they'll essentially try to dump sarin gas in your cell and then falsify the coroner's autopsy report because there's no conflict of interest. A sheriff and coroner's autopsy. Get fucked, America. I don't give a fuck about you, bitches. And you know what? After they murder you for making a misstep in stealth communications, they'll falsify the coroner's autopsy report and every last ethical, balanced, honest journalism will take whatever the fuck they say and blast it out to as many people as possible. D'Angelo Barksdale hanged himself in a jail library from a door that doesn't even have a doorknob, and he did it with a do-rag. Fade to black. The Wire. Speaking of The Wire, like, this shit's crazy, like, surveillance culture, like, teams and gangs of police, like, going after, like, black kids trying to, like, smoke some weed. He's got some medicine. Let's roll on him. He's dealing in the stuff that could save the environment. Get him. Okay. Called in on the radio. He's got a hemp seed. We got to give him a life in maximum security prison. We got teams. We got 500 SWAT teams. He was smoking a bowl and not drinking. We're going to take him down. Call in SWAT. Kick in the doors. Get chipped, bitches. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about, like, black kids either, but they're probably cooler than you. Punks. Get on the zip wires. We have to practice zip wire. We're going to parachute in and get these cannabis criminals. He's in training for Blue. He's shedding sweat to be a hero. He hung on to the thing and crossed the gorge and, like, kicked through a door with a weapon and, I gotcha. 1 nanogram of cannabis. We're taking you down, criminal. SWAT team training is very intense. You have to have highly coordinated, kick in the doors type strategy to bust these criminals for smoking weed and dealing in hemp. Because we have to save the environment and chop down every last tree to print fake news forever. You're a conspiracy theorist. You need pills. But Gift, like, he was very crafty. Like, he knew his craft pretty well. Like, he's been hiding his medicine from these pigs and the government for, like, decades. And, like, moving money off of the banks. Like, I don't know if all the people he ran with were good people. I don't know. I don't know. But he knew a lot of people, like, a lot of different races. He wasn't a bigot. Like, he'll fuck with anybody that can help him. But he's got his own people to worry about. Like, it's kind of like your friends, but kind of not. It's like, yeah, he might still be useful to us. Like, you know, don't let him get, like, raped. You know, I don't know exactly what the hell. I don't know. I don't know the extent. I don't know. I still don't know. To this day, I don't know if, like, what percentage of what Gift told me was true. 100%, 85%, 55%. But whatever. Whatever. Enough of it sounded credible that, you know, I told her we weren't going to fold and it's going to be cold. So, let's see here. Yeah, stealth communications, sliding notes under doors, like stacks of notes, like paying other inmates at pod time with, like, food to, like, deliver notes and not fuck it up. And still, even moving notes, when they're bringing around those trays of very progressive genetically cloned beans, like straight from Lawrence Livermore Laboratories, like, you know, when they're passing around the very progressive food from the government, like bioengineered beans and rice that tastes like ass, you can sometimes pay like a pod worker to, like, pass a note for you. So even if you're doing this and even if you're paying them and being generous, it's still a risk. Still a risk. That pod worker could say, like, I might have a better deal if I, like, take this note and, like, go give it to, like, the sheriff and then just, like, let it play out and, like, cop a plea deal. Even if you give them, like, 3 fucking Pop-Tarts to pass 1 envelope, who knows? Who knows? a better deal can come up and they can make their play and decide to turn snitch. And if it goes bad, it goes bad. Pop-Tarts, they're tasty, they're edible, but it doesn't do wonders for your teeth, like trying to eat them for like years at a time. There's nothing. At most, you can get like tuna fish or Max. And like figure out ways not to get raped by other inmates or sheriffs. You know, sheriffs, you know, police probably rape as many people as other inmates. And if they don't, they're doing it by proxy. You know, because it's like financial, economic, race warfare with like very complex strategies and surveillance technology. So, yeah, we were passing the notes and stay tuned. Commercial break. Are you an aspiring startup company? Are you one person or a group of people looking to build a kick-ass brand? Not just kick-ass, but a killer brand. One that can stand the test of time. You're shit out of luck. There ain't any. I'm just kidding. But you'll have a hard time beating WoWs. But, there's always something new under the sun with Brainstorm Pro. And when you hook your team up with this and work together for fusion brainstorming, you can build the brand of your dreams without getting vulture capital from those white trash, homosexual, faggot-ass punk geeks. You know, maybe it's set in your mind. You're a unicorn jockey. You love taking dicks up the ass and sucking dicks and being a little, like, feminist. And you want to, like, pander and cater and go for maximum market share at all costs, even if it's, you know, being the lamest sellout. A lot of people want to be the next unicorn company. Ooh, unicorns. They're so rare. There's 20 billion unicorns valued at 20 billion each. They're rare. 10,000 unicorns. There's a new unicorn valued at 20 billion. He's crazy. He doesn't like unicorns. Send him to prison for life. I don't know. If you want a unicorn brand, go for it. I'd go for it. Ride the unicorn. Me, I'll stick with my WoWs. But yeah, so you can order Brainstorm Pro for teams. And it's maximum seven. I've studied brainstorming. It's a term from like early 20th century, like I think Madison Avenue. But this just kicks Madison Avenue's ass all over town in every way. It's like turn them to the streets and UBI bitches. Get fucked. I don't give a fuck about you, Madison Avenue. You suck. Your teams aren't even 1/100th as good as what Jesse Gilbert put together. So yeah, if you want to kick Madison Avenue's ass all over town and ditch those geeks like Ogilvy and their highly overrated little homosexual ads, because that's all they do. I looked at their site today. It's just they like made their logo pink and they just make more like rainbow logos with shit stains on them. You know, it's like every last one of them's a faggot. You know, try going on LinkedIn when it's like faggot month, like acknowledging like contributions to society AIDS spreaders have done, and try like sending a private message to somebody about like attempted murder by police. Can you help me? And that very progressive and also rainbow company will ban you on the spot. You know, they'll search your private messages with AI and find out that you're trying to expose faggot corruption and kick your ass off and try to send you to get murdered yet again. Probably will report you to their faggots in law enforcement and other bitches in Sunday suits and other government fools. Back to General Hakan. This segment of the program is hybrid, commercial, and cartoon / propaganda. Do you want to have success in the tech world without getting venture capital? How about joining the unicorns? Or not. How about instead joining the WoWs with the aim to annihilate every last unicorn on Earth and in the galaxy and in any other galaxies when we fly out beyond Pluto in the WOWL's space fleet. For as little as, 1 million per member, you can get plugged in and you might not even need a corporate skullfuck chip installed at brain operating level. You do need fast communications for this level of fusion brainstorming, but you can potentially accomplish it without a corporate fuck chip installed in your brain. So yeah, if you're looking for advantages in businesses, like, check out my competitors. Go to Elon Musk and Neuralink and check out the pictures. It's been tested on a pig and the media said it's great. So it's definitely safe. And I wholeheartedly recommend you and everybody you know, including your kids, get one of them. My other competitor is called BrainChip. It's another great one. I think Peter Thiel owns it. Another great guy. Those are good too, but I think they were tested on lab rats instead of pigs. Like, they plugged the brain chip into like the gerbil's brain and made it like run on a wheel for like 5 months on end without water. And the results came back from the FDA that it's good to go. Don't smoke cannabis, kids. Don't grow hemp either. We have to save the environment. I want to join like Al Gore's group. I want to like go to like Africa on like false flag environmental missions and try to hook up with like pygmy chicks. I don't know if it would work out. Like, I'm open-minded. I'm not like that open-minded. Like, I don't like things up my ass or like dicks in my mouth, but like fucking a pygmy chick, like, I don't know. I'm down with cannibalism. Like, anything goes. Like, I saw a video of like a little black kid in Africa. Like, man, it was gruesome. It was gruesome, like African cannibalism, but like, hats off, guy, you nailed it. It was a good propaganda piece. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't want to fall into that guy's fucking mess. Let's put it that way. But, yeah, probably not realistic. Probably not realistic. I probably won't have kids. I probably won't have kids. I think I might end up being the only WOWL's ambassador to humanity. I might not even have any customers. I don't know if anybody in America will step up and join up with a brand so politically incorrect as to not support things like death by AIDS, cancer from cigarettes, death from drunk driving accidents. It's just not politically correct or hip to be all about cannabis and hemp. That wraps up this episode of General Hakan.